streets don't love you back. Stay tuned every Wednesday at 11:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 8:30 Pacific, with your host, Boyd and Lucinda, for the hottest talk show in existence. The streets don't love you back.
Good evening. Welcome to the Streets Don't Love You Back show. Today is September 19th, 2012. I'm your host, Lucinda, with my co-host, Boyd. And our topic is, as always, the streets don't love you back. Join us every Wednesday night with real people, real stories, and real changes as we hear the truth about gangs, drugs, violence, abuse, and other life issues. We have a great show for you tonight with our guest, Ms. Métis Vasquez-Clark. She's going to talk about her son's murder. Johnny and his girlfriend Lisa were both brutally murdered on January 31st, 2011. Investigators believe that the pair were killed in an apparent robbery attempt that occurred while Ms. Straub's parents were on a Caribbean cruise. The sheriff's office said that at that time, the crime was not a random act of violence and that Ms. Straub and Clark were targeted. So we are going to hear the mother of Johnny tonight. She's going to tell her story and what's happened since the murder. Before we bring her on, let me welcome Boyd to the show.
We just like to thank everybody for tuning in to the show every Wednesday night. And she's on the line, so we're going to bring her online right now. And we're going to have her formally introduce herself. How you doing tonight?
Hi.
Okay, you're on the air now. You can formally introduce yourself to the audience.
My name is Vasquez Clark. I'm Johnny Clark's mom. And Lisa Straub is Johnny's girlfriend.
You go by Métis?
Métis,
okay.
I'm sorry, I have pneumonia. I'm really sick.
Oh, goodness. Sorry to hear that and hope you feel better. You know, we can kind of keep the show short tonight if you need to get off and get some rest. But we appreciate you calling in and wanting to share your story. And you know, we're really sorry and we send out our deepest sympathy to your family and to Lisa's family as well.
Thank you.
But go back to the beginning, Métis, and just let us know what happened.
Well, I talked to my son at 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday the 30th, 2011, in January. And he told me he was at a friend's house watching a pro football game and that he was going to leave when Lisa got off work. And he was just going to go over her house and they were just going to chill for the night, that he'd see me tomorrow. Then at approximately 1:06 in the morning, I get a call from one of his best friend's ex-girlfriends saying that this other female, Tiffany Williams, called her up and said that, she heard on or about 11 p.m., Johnny saying, "Who are you? What the hell are you doing here? What do you want?" And the phone call dropped and it went dead. So I started asking her questions, give me this girl's number, I need to get in touch with her, I need to know what's going on. While I had my husband reach out to her on the house phone, I was on my cell phone calling Johnny and Lisa. I would call their cell phones and the house phone and nobody would pick up, so I proceeded to call 911 and I wanted them to do a welfare check on these kids. While I was waiting for my parents to get here, because I have two other children, my husband proceeded to go over to the Straub residence to meet up with the first set of police officers, and they were there less than 5 minutes and they left. They said they didn't see anything amiss. Well, when my parents got here and my cousin got here, it was about 15 minutes, 20 minutes later. I proceeded to get in the vehicle with my cousin. She was in the military, you know, and she was on leave. She was down here with us in Toledo. And she drove me out to the Straub home. On the way out there, I called the police a second time and told them, you know, what the girl had said that she heard. And, you know, I want to know if my son got kidnapped, if they're hurt, they're not answering the phone. I want the police to investigate and check on the house. And they met me out there for about 25 minutes, and they would not go in the house. They would not check. They just walked around the perimeter of the home and said that it looked like nothing was wrong, that there was no forced entry, that I didn't see anything amiss. And my husband, he's really strong and big, and he lifted up the garage door big enough, about an inch and a half off the ground with his weight, and him and an officer could clearly see Lisa's car parked in the garage, and it hadn't been moved. And I got on my knees and I begged the sergeant that was out there, there were many cops out there, to please go in and check on these kids, that it's not like them. Because at this point I also had the female and the male, you know, trapped in the driveway because my cousin's truck was parked behind them. And answering questions to 911 and to the police officers in reference to what she heard. And, you know, she waited 2 hours, 2+ hours to call somebody, to call me, if they're supposed to be her friends. And she was so concerned about them, and she heard the struggle. Why didn't she call the police immediately? So at this point, my husband lives up the garage door so far, and he could clearly see the car, and I'm begging the sergeant, and he blew me off, and he says, you know what, your son's 21 and Lisa's 20, and for all we know, they could be high or drunk at a party somewhere, laid up somewhere else. And he would not respond. So before they left, another police officer, which was another sheriff, came up to me and said, you know, once we're clear out of the area, I have the same gut-wrenching feeling as you do. Something just doesn't seem right. Have your husband bust down that door. So we waited till the police were gone. About 20, 25 minutes, we drove around the neighborhood and went back. And when we went back, I kept telling John to look in the back windows, to look in the basement windows, to look in every window possible, you know. And he said he could clearly see Lisa's cell phone, like, thrown across the room, and that he could see Johnny laying there, and there was something covering his face. So he ran to the side of the house, and I was sitting in the truck, in my cousin's truck with her little baby, and he screamed really loud and told me to call 911, and he busted down the door, and as I ran up towards the house, I could just hear my husband scream really loud and really horrible and really sad, and I passed out. I fainted. I woke up to the police standing over me, and it was too late.
Wow.
I was too late. So last September, they make one arrest, and they got two hits on DNA that was left in the house on a cigarette butt. And one conviction, two life sentences consecutive, plus another 30 years without the possibility of parole, because the jury couldn't decide on the death sentence. They were deadlocked on that. After they had all agreed in the first place that they were all for the death penalty, then they decided they couldn't decide, you know. And then the other judge, both of these trials were run simultaneously, so the other judge wouldn't allow any evidence and any of the phone calls that would lock the other guy away for life as well, or put him to death row. And he acquitted him and let him back loose on the streets. Camille Petaway is a known killer. Now he's back on the streets, and he's already committed another 2 aggravated burglaries since he's been out.
Wow. That is a tough thing to go through, Mikey.
Yeah.
How I know you're still having a hard time with that. How's your husband doing dealing with it?
Absolutely horrible. A nightmare. Just like me. Utter sadness, disbelief, not acceptance, anger, rage. Just the worst nightmare of our life. It's unfathomable. I can't even fathom any of this.
Right. Now, they caught one guy?
They caught two guys. Both of their DNA was in the house, and they let one go and one is serving two life sentences consecutive without parole plus another 30 years.
Did they ever find out what they were there looking for?
Yeah. Well, let's go back to November. My son Johnny and Lisa purchased a dog from this female. It was a little pit bull, and Lisa gave the girl $100 and owed her $50. The girl wanted to buy my son Johnny's car. She gave him a down payment of $750, and she kept his vehicle over a month and a half. Well, she totaled the car, and the whole back end seemed to have been broken in half, like busted axles, ball joints, everything. So she calls him up and says that, you know, she doesn't want the car anymore. She wants her down payment back. And Johnny told her, well, you're not entitled to your down payment. You just wrecked and totaled my car. You haven't even paid me the rest of the money for my car. You only gave me a down payment, and you've been avoiding me for a month and a half. So she wanted us to come and pick up the car. We went over there and got the car, and December 16th, she started calling Johnny and Lisa and threatening their lives that she was going to have them killed. And this came out in court because she was subpoenaed into court because of the text messages and the phone threats that she made to Johnny and Lisa. That Sunday morning, she met with a boy that was with that girl that waited 2 hours to call you know, the one female to call me and say she thought something bad had happened to Johnny and Lisa. And she met out to breakfast with him, and they asked her why she was a mile away from Lisa's house, and she said, oh, she was looking for Percocets from her grandparents. You know, she wanted to do some type of drugs, which is a lie. The police and I believe that she was being shown the house and scoping out the house. And she made several statements to a couple of the kids and said that if Johnny took the car back from her and if Lisa didn't pay her the $50 for the dog, she was going to have them both killed.
Wow.
So she called Johnny December 16th. Me and the prosecution went through text messages and phone calls. And I remember Johnny coming in my room, and he said, Mom, this girl just called me and said she was going to have me and Lisa killed. So I called the police, and they told me to go and make a police report with them. And, you know, their kids, 21 and 20, they were on their way to the movies. They wanted me to do it for them. And I said, I can't do this for you. You're grown of age now. You have to go with me. I'll take you down there, but they have to see you. You know, the threats were made to you. And they were like, we'll do it later, Mom, some other time. They didn't take her serious. And then when the one convicted murderer, the trial was going on, this girl got subpoenaed, Alexandra Kuzno, that's her name, and they made the connection. They said that she admitted in open court that she had known Samuel Williams, the one convicted murderer, and the other Camille Pettaway since she was 13, and that they were best friends, and they asked her where she lived at the time when this happened, and she said she lived with them.
Oh. And what happened to the other guy? Why didn't they think that he had anything to do with it, the one that they let go?
Well, he did. His DNA was on the cigarette butt, just like Samuel Williams' DNA was on the cigarette butt. And the telephone recordings between Samuel Williams and Camille Pettaway from the other courtroom, that evidence there, and there were phone calls from Samuel Williams to Camille's prostitutes, because that guy is only 23, but he runs prostitutes, and he's a drug dealer, and he's a thief and a robber, and he, you know, breaks into houses and steals from people. And there's other conversations between Samuel Williams and Cameo Petaway's older brother, putting Cameo at the scene of the crime. Samuel telling Stephen, oh, it was supposed to be you and me, but your little brother stepped up to the plate, so we're just going to call him Killer Cam. And he got the job done, but he didn't do it as clean as you would have, because he left that cigarette butt laying there that we were sharing.
Wow.
But the judge in Cameo Petaway's case, first he tried to play the race card. He seemed mixed. And, you know, the prosecution was like, well, you got to pick a race. What do you think the judge being racist against, black or white? Because you're both, you know. We're not going to pull this race card on the jury, you know, and on the trial now, this late in the game. And then he tried to play the retarded card that he was mentally challenged, which he's not.
Right.
And then the judge just wouldn't let any of the evidence come in from the other courtroom. Like I said, both trials were being ran simultaneously at the same time. And after he made my husband and I get up there and testify at the Petaway trial, he dismissed the jury and acquitted him after he put us through all the heart-wrenching, vivid graphics again of that night. He said a cigarette butt just wasn't enough evidence, and he wouldn't let the prosecution argue or file the motion for all the other evidence that was, you know, from the other courtroom to come into his. He wouldn't allow it.
Now, I read somewhere in one of the reports that I saw, were there holes in the wall? Did they try to make it look like they were?
Yes. They actually, when they came in, Johnny must have been fighting them because Lisa ran up into her bedroom and locked the door and hid under the bed. And that Cameo Petaway kicked down her door and dragged her down the stairs by her hair, breaking her chin and breaking bones on her nose, and subdued them and made them sit across from each other and torture them. They tortured them until they couldn't gasp for any more air.
Wow, and they asphyxiated him with the plastic bags.
Oh, oh my God, I can't hear this. It's too much.
Okay, take a minute. Take some deep breaths.
Yes, you already know what they did to them. Yep, this torture went on, and while they ransacked the house, they continuously torture them to get them to talk, to give them the combination to such safe that they saw had thousands of dollars in it, and these kids didn't have a combination. They didn't know about a safe. They didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
So, Monty, what would you like to... the people around the world to be aware of in your son's and his girlfriend's case? What would you like people to be aware of in this case?
Exactly what you represent, that the streets don't love you back. And justice does not ever prevail because the justice system failed us and they let a killer loose on the streets. And they failed us that night when I called them those times too.
And the guy that they let go, I would like for you to let all the viewers know what his name is, and for people to be aware that he's still out here on the loose and he's still committing crimes. And
yes.
We want people to be aware of who this person is, in case you run across this individual and you will be aware that this individual still is out here doing wrong.
So would you let the people know?
Yes, his name is Cameo Padaway, and he is a very vile culprit. He's running the streets. He lives on the east side of Toledo. He runs prostitution rings. He makes females prostitute themselves. He's a drug dealer, but first and foremost, he's a thief, a murderer, a robber, and he breaks into houses, and he tortures kids, and he kills them. He kills them, and you have to be very aware because he's already committed two more aggravated burglaries that they're investigating since he's been out, and he's only been out a month. Not even a month yet.
Wow.
And we just want to once again follow up on that. And once again, he's a guy from Toledo, Ohio. And
yes,
this is a guy that, you know, you have to be aware of. You know, any community in Toledo, Ohio, or around Toledo, Ohio, be aware
yes.
and cautious of this guy. Because like Monty said, he's a real live criminal that hurts people and that will break in your house, will try to rob you. So you have to be aware of who this person is, and she has made his name aware to the public. And we have to take caution in all of this because we wanted her to be on our radio show to make people aware, not only just in her community, but around the world about the injustice that went on in her son's and his girlfriend's case, you know. So be aware that you can't always think people is cool because you've been knowing them, or they cool because you just met them, because you never know what's in these sick people's mind out here.
No, and these kids never even knew them. They never
right.
even knew them. They had a run-in with the girl that bought Johnny and Lisa's car and sold Lisa the dog.
Right.
And that girl set them up, and her name is Alexandria Kuzno, and you also have to be very aware of her because she travels. She goes from Toledo, Ohio, to Chicago, to Texas, and she is a cold-blooded murderer. She premeditated all this and set my son and Lisa up.
Right. So let that name be known one more time, Amani. What's her name?
Alexandria Kuzno.
All right. And she's a native of Toledo, Ohio, correct?
Yes. She is a white female.
All right. And she travels from Chicago to Texas and different areas. So we ask in the public to be aware of her as well, because she's not a good person, and she's out here setting people up the same way she set up Monty's son and his girlfriend. So beware of the smiling faces and beware of the kindness approach, because that's just like a spider web setting you
yes,
up for the kill.
Yes, it is.
You know, so we just wanted people to recognize, you know, and Monty, we're not going to hold you, you know, too much longer, because I know that you're in the hospital right now, and you definitely wanted to make sure you got on the show to make people aware of your son's and his girlfriend's case and the injustice with this other guy and the girl who set the whole scenario up. So
yes.
What would be your advice to the public when it comes to these two individuals that's, you know, very cold-hearted and is running around setting people up? What would be your advice to the public?
If you see them on your doorstep, is that what you're asking me? If they approach you?
Yes. You know, what would your
If they approach me and they were to come on my doorstep, I'm going to shoot to kill. Because if I don't, they're going to kill me or whoever else they try to get into your house. They will try to get into your house, and they will torture you and your kids. And they have no remorse, and they will steal from you, and they will kill you and leave you for dead, and they have no remorse.
All right. And another thing, Monty, you know, with the guy that's in prison serving a life sentence, you know, let the viewers aware of his name once again as well.
Samuel Williams, and a life sentence without parole is not good enough. He needs to be locked up in a cage and put to death.
Amen, you know.
Amen.
And,
he needs to be in a cage. He doesn't deserve to be in general population.
Right, eating nobody's food and getting laying on nobody's bunk, you know.
Exactly. Why yeah. should our taxpayers' money have to feed him after what he did to Johnny and Lisa? And you know what? I also want to mention that I've been talking to this lady. Her son got murdered. His name is Linares, his last name. And he was brutally murdered January 15th of 2010. His best friend's roommate, girlfriend, the guy had a roommate, and the roommate's girlfriend is best friends with one of the girls that was charged for obstruction of justice on Johnny and Lisa's case. And these two culprits, when I looked at the FBI sketches of them, match up to Camille Petaway and Samuel Williams. And that case is still unsolved. And what they did, they went and knocked on the door, and when the kid entered the door, they shot him point blank twice in the heart.
Wow.
And that is going on rapidly out here with these young kids nowadays. They have no conscience, they have no heart, and they will kill their own family members, not alone somebody in the street, you know? So you
yes.
have to be aware of these people and, you know, you have to be very cautious when people knocking on your doors, talking about they salespeople or they,
yes.
you know, this and that. I mean, it's all a setup, you know what I mean? The only thing you got to do is look at history, you know.
Yes.
If a gas man coming to your house to check on your gas, you already know he coming because you done talked to the service people at the main office, not somebody just knocking at your door. Saying we need to check something. So you have to be aware of this out here.
I think when Johnny and Lisa came home, I think what happened was Lisa and Johnny went in the house, and of course they would have came back out, one of them, to let the dog out, you know, and let the dog go to the bathroom. And I think when they let the dog out to go to the bathroom, one of them got grabbed up, and I believe it was Johnny.
Wow.
Yeah, because Lisa has Lisa's house is a mile, not even a mile away from, actually it's a couple blocks away from my doctor's house. So Lisa's house is like a $250,000 home, and it's a neighborhood where, you know, it's like a close community where things like this don't happen, but things like
right.
this can happen anywhere.
Right, because you got people that don't live in them kind of areas that come to those areas just for that reason, to take, rob, steal, and
yes.
don't want to go to work nowhere. They want to take from the working man, the working woman.
Yes.
That's their motive out here, you know what I mean? And anytime
yes.
you're in a neighborhood where you see any kind of a person that you don't know and you know they don't live in this neighborhood, it's best to call the police, even if he gets stopped or she gets stopped, and it's just, you know, an okay stop, but it's better to be safe than sorry when you got people
yes.
walking around the neighborhood that you know don't even live in this neighborhood, and you've never seen this person in the neighborhood. So I'm encouraging all neighborhood watch groups in Toledo, Ohio, and around the country is to
yes.
be more visible out here in your community and more on guard out here in your community, because this thing is rapidly out here and it's going on day in and day out.
Yes, and beware of Zach Burkett. He is the one that met up with that girl Sunday morning, and I want everyone around the world and around Toledo and around the whole United States to know that young boy's name, Zach Burkett. He is the one that showed Alexandra Kuzno where Johnny and Lisa were staying at while her parents were away on that Caribbean cruise. It was their 25-year anniversary cruise. And he met with that girl Sunday morning, a mile away from Lisa's house at IHOP, and they planned this and they premeditated this, and he still hasn't been charged with anything.
Right. And we definitely have to stay on our grind with that, you know, to make sure these people is brought to justice. And if you know of any crimes that they're out there committing around Toledo or anywhere, and you know these people's names, we urging you to report it immediately to Toledo police or whatever area they in committing any crime, because
yes,
you don't want that to happen to your child at all. You don't want that to happen. So these names are being gave out to warn you about what type of individual you will be coming involved in dealing with. So that is the purpose of this broadcast tonight, is to let people understand everybody is not cool, and if you think somebody's cool, you better recheck your computer again, because it ain't always the fact of that.
That's right.
So, Marty, do you have anything else to let the public know before we go off the air and let you get your rest tonight?
Robin, Lucinda, I want to thank you so much and thank God for sending you my way, but I demand justice for Donnie and Clark and Lisa Straub. We got one conviction, and yet all these murderers are still in these streets walking amongst us.
Right.
We want justice for our kids.
Yes, indeed, and we appreciate and you know that you're allowing us to have you on the show, and we also want to give a big shout out to Miss Big Linda
Sherelle,
that's
yes,
in the Mothers Grieving Group that introduced Monty to me and my wife. So we wanted
yes,
to give
I
a big
Linda
shout out.
Shiro.
Yeah, so we wanted to give a big shout out to Big Linda and family, and also we want to give a big shout-out to her daughter, Little Linda, as well. And we just want everybody to, once again, keep your eyes, your ears open in your community, no matter if you're in Toledo, New York, California, whatever. Keep your eyes and ears open to what's happening in your community and start pulling together to get people like this off the street and out of your community.
Yes, there is a $100,000 reward for anyone that comes forward and tells the story and brings the rest of these criminals to ultimate justice for Johnny Clark and Lisa Straub.
Mighty, is there any special number that people should call if they come across those people?
419-255-1111. There's also another number for Detective Kozak, which is 419-213-4923.
Okay, and then do you have any special websites for Johnny and Lisa?
Yes, I do. I have Justice for Johnny Clark and Lisa Straub website. I have Justice for Johnny and Lisa. I have In Loving Memory of Johnny S. Clark, and I have R.I.P. Johnny Clark.
Oh, and you also belong to the Grieving Mothers group on Facebook with Linda?
No, I don't belong to the Grieving Mothers. I belong to Parents of Murdered Victims, and I belong to your website, and that's about it. I don't belong to Grieving Mothers.
Okay.
Too many politics over there for me. I'm sorry. I don't like to talk bad about any groups, but it's just not the place for me.
It's got to be where you're comfortable, and you don't have to be in a lot of groups. But, you know, we know that your heart is aching and that your heart is breaking, and we appreciate you coming on, you know.
Oh, my soul's devastated, Lucinda.
To tell your story. I mean, gosh, we're just so sorry to hear that. To hear the pain in your voice, and I wish we could do more.
Me too.
But hopefully by us getting this message out, and you can play this message on your websites, you can play this radio show on your websites and get that message out, and you know, we'll continue trying to get that message out there for you, You know, we just hopefully we can be an example to others so that they know, you know, don't let people in your house that you don't know. You just, you can't nowadays just let anybody into your house.
Or even know where you stay.
Or to even know where you stay. I mean, you have to be, unfortunately, nowadays, kind of private in things that you do. And unfortunately, things, you know, like this happen, and they should never happen. They should never happen. And the injustice that you, you know, that occurred during the trials in your cases should never happen. There's too much injustice in the world.
And me and my husband should have never been exposed that night either to what we stumbled across that night,
right,
what we came upon that night. That should have never been our job.
Yeah, they all should be locked up, not just the one guy. Everybody that was there, the setup girl, and everybody else should be locked up, you know?
Yes, they're all guilty. You're guilty for standing there and watching, for setting it up, and you are, you
right.
know, just as guilty for carrying the actual act.
Yeah, everybody should be on death row.
Yes, yes.
Bottom line, you know? So with that being said, Ms. Monty, you know, we want you to have a good night, and we want you to get you some rest, and we want to just thank you much for allowing us to have you on the show, and you are spreading your message around the world about your son and his girlfriend. And if anybody got any more information, like Monty said, call them numbers and turn the tip in, and her and her husband and family will be grateful behind that as well, because we must get these monsters off the street.
Yes, that's what they are, barbaric monsters. Thank you so much, Robin, Lucinda, and God bless you, and my love goes to you and your family.
All right, you too now, and you get you some rest, and, you know, let people know that they can listen to your show 24 hours a day. It will be posted up in a matter of, 15, 20 minutes after we get off tonight. It will be on the Facebook for people to listen to, and also on our website.
Good, and I will keep you updated, because that Samuel's already wanting appeals and what have you, so I'll keep you updated because I'm going to need your help on those issues.
Okay, well, you let us know, and keep in touch with us, and know that we're here for you.
Thank you. Love you both, okay?
I love you as well, and have you a good night.
You too. God bless.
God bless you too and your family. Feel better.
Thank you. Thank you, Lucinda.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
We are going to go out tonight with a song by OG Suicide called Never Give Up. Please remember to join us every Wednesday night live at 8:30 Pacific Time, 11:30 Eastern Time, and all of our archive shows can be listened 24/7.
And I also want to just tell people, you know, really pay attention to what's happening out here in life, and really pay attention to what's happening around you, because everybody that say they cool and your friend, believe me, they ain't cool and they ain't your friend, and you got to be careful of always letting people know where you lay your head at, and a person can just come straight to your door, knock on your door, and possibly take your life, you know, because in this world nowadays, you know, people, it's so easy to get in tour with each other, you know what I mean? And you get in tour with somebody, you can't always just pack up and move right away, you know? Now the individual you done got in tour with done set you up for the fall. So my thing is just deal with family and not deal with all these outsiders that you're bringing in and out your house, because believe me, out of one of them monsters, it's always somebody that's looking to do wrong towards you, you know? And if you have not joined our website, please join us at www.thestreetsdontloveyoubackning.com. And also we want to give a big shout-out to all our members of the movement, and we want to give a big shout-out to my brother, Marvell. Happy birthday. His birthday is this month, so we wanted to send a big shout-out to my brother, Marvell Daniel. And big shout-out to everybody across the world. Keep your head up, stay blessed, and always know that the streets definitely don't love you back. And if you have not got our books, also log on to our store online and get The Streets Don't Love You Back and the Never Hit a Woman, and check out our clothesline as well. God bless and thank everybody who tunes in every night, and we thank everybody who's pushing the movement to educate our kids about the gangs, the drugs, the violence, and how to stay educated and do something positive in life. God bless and have a great night.
Lil Homies, what's good with y'all?
What's up with y'all, huh? What's good?
Can't make no shots, man.
Can't make no shots.
I mean, you know, can't give up, though. You got to keep trying, you know. Practice makes perfect.
I love you.
You know, it's for all y'all. You know what I mean? Just, you know, stay focused. Don't give up. You know, never give up. No matter what it is in life, you can't give up on anything. That's real. You know what I mean? So just keep your shot going. All y'all, you know.
Okay.
I look forward to coming to the game one day. NBA, man. I'm trying to see y'all there.
Yeah.
All right? Okay, loved ones. Y'all be good, all right? I just came to check on y'all.
That's all right.
No matter what it is in life that you want, you gotta go out there and get it. Don't let it make you a sleeper but a dream.
Never give up
on your goals, stay focused on you. Focus your view, succeed, cause I'm hoping you do. Keep climbing up the ladder, cause the key to success. Go hard and go home, never settle for less. Life is stress, but we gotta deal with it, homie. Send a prayer to the man to put a shield on it. Work hard for what you get, appreciate what you got. You can always improve, just don't stop. Go ahead with your dream to achieve in your life. Take a chance like rolling the dice. It won't come to you, so you gotta go get it. At the end of the day, add up the digits. Miss Price used to say, if there's a will, there's a way. So I live by it. And to this very day, I kept on mashing and I never gave up. Me believing in myself is the way I came up.
Oh,